Well, let's look into the Word of God, Jeremiah chapter 6. I'm going to read a scripture that's very familiar. And when the Lord put it on my heart, I said, "Now, Lord, everybody and his brother has preached off of this. Everybody and his brother has preached off of this. And I preached off it several times. Amen." And then the Lord reminds me of a few things. You go to an old cow to get some fresh milk. Amen. You go to an old hen to get some fresh eggs. Go to an old spring to get some fresh water. We can go to the old book to get a fresh look. Amen. This morning. So we just look at the Word of God this morning. I pray the Lord bless. Now I want to remind you too that out on the table we have our last five books that's been put out there. Grief. How to deal with grief, tragedy, and sorrow. The vision of the throne. Divine worship before the throne, the prevailing Lamb, and how to be victorious and conquerors in Christ Jesus. They're on the table. Get all of them you want. There's plenty of them out there. I went down to Walmart, and a fella come running up to me, said, "I got in Walmart." Then I said, "Got any more books? Got me some new ones?" I said, "Yes, sir." I hand him a bunch of them. Amen. Give them away. Praise God. We preach them and then print them, and that's good. I'm glad to get to do that. I use that as a drawing card. I want to walk up to it, and I've seen him, ain't seen him in a long time, and I say, "Here. You ain't going to come hear me. I want you to take it and read it. Amen. I preach this. You go read it. All right." So you can do the same thing. You ain't going to come hear your preacher. Give them something to listen to. Amen. All right. Stand, please, in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse number 15. Jeremiah 6 and 15 said, "Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall among them... they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein." Thank God I know where the old path is, and I know I've been walking in it, haven't you? Amen. "And ye shall find rest." I like this promise. "And ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein." Be seated, please. Lord, give us wisdom. Help us, Lord, to rightly divide the Word. Help us this morning, Lord, to challenge. Lord, to strengthen, to encourage the saints of God. And I pray, Lord, if there's one in our midst today that don't know You as Savior, that's lost, Lord, without You. Lord, if they died today, they'd go to hell. I pray, God, You'd speak to their precious heart. If there's one in our midst today that's out of the will of God, cold and indifferent, despondent, discouraged, I pray, Lord, You'd touch their heart. May this be a good time, Lord, for them to fall upon their face, cry out to a holy God, and Lord, may get business done in their heart and soul. We'll give You the praise and the glory, for it's in Jesus' name that we pray this morning. Amen and amen. Well, one day I want to mention this, and I got to thinking about it. As a young boy, I don't know, around 13 years old, somewhere along there, my daddy worked with a wholesale company, and he hauled groceries to the little stores. And they'd load up the big old truck, and in the summer months, daddy would get me to go with him. And they'd have an invoice, and I'd climb up in that big old truck and pull the stuff to the back, and daddy would pick it up and put it onto a cart and roll it into the store and check it out. And I dragged them old sacks of feed and everything and put it, and I got to work and know what a 404 can, a 202 can was and all that stuff. And we'd haul it to the stores for them to stock the shelves. And so we was way over across the country away, and my daddy was kind of trying to figure out another way to get home. And he said, "You know, I'm going to stop down here and turn through. I believe this road down here is going to take us closer, and we'll cut off about 30, 40 minutes and we can get home a little quicker." So daddy drove that old truck and turned in. And I sat in there, bounced around, and he went this way and that way, winding road here and there. And after a while, we come up and right over the hill, right down in the bottom, there was Lake Lanier and no bridge. Amen, that old big truck. And he had to back it up a little ways to get back out. It was a paved road all the way to the lake and had a place there, you know, for everybody, but he had to back up and get out. And we spent more time trying to get back home than if you just stayed on the beaten path. Now, we've got people today, it's in the same way spiritually. They're trying to find a new way. They're trying to find a better way. They're trying to find a quicker way. They're trying to find a more exciting path. They're trying to find a smoother path. They're trying to find something that's not there. And so they've decided they're going to try to get to heaven this way. And they're going to try to get to heaven that way. And they find at the end that they mess up. Amen. I go back to the Word of God. And I've found a few in the Word of God that have found the right path. They got on the right path. First one I think about is old Abel. Amen. Old Abel, God told him, said, listen, you got to make yourself a sacrifice or bring a sacrifice of the lambs. And so he did. And he was told that by his father. And he brought that lamb and sacrificed that. And the Bible said that God accepted that sacrifice. But he refused Cain's sacrifice because Cain said, I know a better way. I got a better way of doing things. I think this will work and I believe that will work. But Cain found that way to lead him straight into the pits of hell. Amen? And so we find that the strife come up between the two and Cain killed Abel, of course. But we go on to look at it. I find one right after another in the Old Testament who found that right way and found the better way. Amen. I'm talking about the only way. The Lord Jesus found the beaten path, the old path. And brother, I found Abraham. I found Isaac. I found Jacob. Brother, who found that right way. Amen. I found people like Elijah and Elisha and John the Baptist and Paul. Brother, one day I found that same way. Thank God. I'm glad I'm on the beaten path. I'm glad I don't have a better way. I've got the Bible way to get to heaven and I thank God for it. The old path is the beaten path. You know what a beaten path is? Amen. We used to have to make trails. When I was a little boy, down through the thicket in different places, if you travel that trail long enough, it'll get to be a beaten path, and there won't be nothing growing up in it. Thank God, I'm glad I'm on the beaten path. Amen. I don't have to wonder, hey, does it go that way? Does it go this way? Thank God, I'm on the beaten path of the grace of God. I found the Lord. He found me. Come looking for me first. Thank God, He found me one day, and I'm glad I can report to you that I know what the real way is this morning, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. John said that He was in John chapter 14, 6, He was the way, the truth, and the life. Praise God. Amen. I'm on that old path. Ain't you glad of it? I'm going to give you some things you'll find on that beaten path. Something you'll find this morning on that path. It's a path that's not traveled by the great multitudes. It's a path that's not excited by the world. The world just refuses it. It wants to go some other direction. But I want you to know, thank God, the saints of God, every one of them have found it. Number one, put this in your notes. Brother, on that beaten path, you'll find the blood of Jesus Christ for the hope and the remission of your sin. Amen. Somebody said, preacher, I went somewhere else and didn't get the blood. I haven't exercised the blood of Christ. You're still lost in your sin and on your way to hell. It's the blood. It's by the blood of Christ that we are born again. Amen. Brother, nothing but the blood. We sing that old song. There's power, power, power. Wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood will wash away your sin, cleanse away, and take away the darkness and the ugliness of sin and redeem your soul. But the blood of Jesus Christ. Not the blood of bulls. Not the blood of goats. Not the blood of calves. But the blood of Jesus Christ will wash away not just one sin, not two sins, but every sin that you've ever committed, thank God for the blood. Yes. Amen. I'm a blood-bought, blood-a preaching preacher. Amen. Brother, some folks don't like it. They just don't like the blood, but I love the blood. Now, I'll give you some little words. You got to think about them FY words. These preachers like these little words. You put it together. Amen. And since they're here, I'll give them this is the blood of Christ that will rectify. Amen. It's the blood of Christ that will justify. Amen. I've been justified by the blood. What's that mean? Just as if I'd never committed no sin. He took my sin, washed it away, put it behind His back. They quoted it a while ago. As far as the east is from the west, He's removed my sin. Thank God, my sins are gone. I've been justified and rectified by the blood of Jesus Christ. Something else I found on this beaten path. You say, what's that, preacher? I found the love of God. You know, I don't know how to love God like I'd like to. Amen. But I'm glad, thank God, He loves me. I'm glad God will never have to improve on His love. I've said this many, many times. He loves me as much as He loves you. He loves you as much as He loves me. God could not love me any more than He loves you, but He could not love you more than He loves me. Because God's love is a holy love. Brother, He's no respecter of persons. And brother, God cannot love me any less than He loves you. I thank God for that fact this morning. And I rejoice in the Lord. So I say this morning, it's the love of God that will satisfy. Amen. You say, what do you mean? I'm talking about the love of God satisfies my soul. Amen. Satisfies my soul. Brother, He satisfies. You know, when you got a love for something, you know, you don't have to go nowhere else to find that if something, because love satisfies. Amen. Brother, some of you folks today don't know how to give. Let me just give you this. Brother, when you was dating that little old girl you went with, and oh, she's the sweetest thing, and I've told this a lot of times. I had to go to school on Sunday night. I'd leave my wife on, or at that time wasn't my wife, my girlfriend, and my sweetheart. And on Sunday night, I'd tell her goodbye, and I'd get out behind the car or somewhere after I got away from her. Brother, I'd just throw up. I was so love stricken that I'd get sick just to know I wasn't going to see. Amen. Now I get sick because she's around so much. No, I just kidding. Amen. But I'm telling you, I was love struck. It got a hold of me. And here I was. I just could not stand to be away from her. And I'd buy her, if I didn't have much money, but I'd buy her little things, you know. It wasn't real expensive stuff, I could, but I'd buy her little things and give it to her. You know why I did that? Because I loved her. I loved her. I didn't have no problem with it. Well, amen. You folks this morning, you come to church and the offering plate goes by. I ain't preached on money in a long time. I said, all right, I'll get on it right now. And the offering plate goes by and you just kind of look at it. You don't love the Lord like you ought to. If you loved Him like you ought to, you'd give. Amen. Somebody said, if I had it, I'd give. Well, let me tell you something. I didn't have it back yonder, and I give it to her because I loved her. Amen. And the more you love Him, the more you'll give to Him. Amen. I believe when that little old woman had two mites, and that's all she had, she dropped it in a plate. Brother, I believe it's because she loved. You understand? And I believe this morning the love, having the love for Christ will make you change a lot of things that you do in your life. But on this road, this beaten path that I've been traveling on, I found the love of God. Thank God I understand a little bit about the love of God. How He can look down on an old sinner like me, so wretched and undone, so miserable and unkind, so ugly and undone and hellbound. How He looked down. Brother put His arms around me like the Good Samaritan did. The man that's down there in the ditch, I want to tell you, brother, He loved me, put His arms around me, put me in the church, put me in His Word, put me in His way, put me in His will. And thank God this morning, I understand a little bit about what the love of God is. Ain't you glad? Well, amen. We found this morning the blood of Christ would justify and rectify. The love of God will satisfy. Now, let me give you another one. I found something else. On this road, I found the peace of God. Amen. What will the peace of God do? It will pacify you, and it will gratify you. Amen. You can preach on them sometime, fellas. Amen. I'm telling you what. The peace of God will do something for you. The peace of God. Amen. I'm glad I found the peace of God. Amen. I'm glad one day I made peace with God. And therefore, I have the peace of God this morning. Amen. The peace. There's a peace that passeth all understanding. You know why the lost man this morning is up and down in his ways? The Bible said, there is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Amen. That's what He says to them. There's no peace to the wicked. That man that don't know God, he don't have no peace. His soul's in turmoil. Some of you ladies and gentlemen this morning in the church, you've been saved for years and you don't have peace either. Something wrong with you. You say, I've been saved. Well, the peace of God on this beaten path, brother, will do something for you. Let me give you something to do. Number one, brother, I'll tell you what, it'll bring peace to your conscience. Amen. Your conscience, brother, sometimes will stir you wrong, but I'm glad it'll give you peace in your conscience. I'm glad this morning that I can lay down my head on my bed tonight, know that my sins are gone, they're under the blood, and if I died before I wake tomorrow morning, I'd be over in the presence of God. I'm glad I can say to you that if I'm going home today, a car hits me head on, and I've been taken out into eternity. Thank God I've got peace in my heart this morning to know that I'm already passed from death unto life, and I'm going into His presence. I got that peace. Amen. Somebody said, what if you died in the next 5 minutes? Oh, bother me. I'm ready to go. Amen. Amen. I'd like to think it's going to bother everybody else, but not me. And I'm saying that, I believe, because I don't believe I have any problems with dying. Amen, right now. A little lady standing around, and she's so shook up. The preacher's a-preaching. And she said, preacher, I'm scared to die. She's all over. He said, ma'am, you're not dying right now. When it comes time to die, God will give you dying grace. Amen. God will give you that time in your life. But I want to say to you this morning, I found some peace that has calmed and given me peace in my conscience. Amen. You know what that does? Brother, I'll tell you what peace with God will do all this. It certainly will. Now we praise God for that peace. We not only have peace in our conscience, but number two, we'll have peace with God. Amen. I'd rather have peace with God as anybody in the world. I've got peace this morning in my soul to know that I've already, not going to, but I've already passed from death unto life. I'm not going to live one of these days. I'm alive. I read over in the book of Revelation, I believe it's verse 18, that He has the keys of death and the grave. And brother, He also says that He's alive forevermore. And as long as He's alive, I'm alive. I've got peace in my heart, brother, this morning, that God is my Savior. And brother, I've got peace with God. And then, thirdly, some of you don't have it, but you can have peace one with another. Amen. You've got a turmoil this morning. You're not at peace with people. You need to have peace with God before you have peace with people. You can't have peace with people till you have peace with God. Amen. People keep you in a turmoil. You said, if old so-and-so didn't go to that church over there, why, I'd like to go. Hey, some people say, well, I wouldn't be around them. Won't go to certain places because you don't want to be around certain ones. Listen, God can give you peace with one another. He sure can. Praise God for that this morning. So I found on that beaten path, peace. I found love. And I found this morning the blood of Christ. Now, on that beaten path, I found something else. I found the Word of God. Amen. I'm glad I've got a book this morning. It's a book written by the Jews that Gentiles seek after. It's the only book you can find that Gentiles want to read after the Jews. Amen. The Jew writes a book and they don't want to have nothing to do with it. But here's one that they gave us. I love it, don't you? Praise God for that book. It's a book, brother, that people ask for when they get ready to die. Amen. I've been passing a long time, but I ain't had nobody say, get the Koran out for me when I'm dying. They want the Bible. They want the Word of God. Amen. They don't ask for me to give them the Book of Mormon. They ask for me to get the Bible out. Amen. The Word of God. Amen. I tell you that this morning. I appreciate the Lord. I'll tell you what, this book will get you killed. It's the only book in the world that gets you killed. You take this book down to the beer joint. I don't recommend it, but you go down to the beer joint, they'll run you out of the beer joint with this. Matter of fact, they'll run you off a street corner in America if you carry the Bible and preach it. Amen. This book, brother, stirs them up and tires them up and destroys their little ideas. But I'll tell you right now, it's the only book in the world that can give you life. I can let you read the Sears and Roebuck catalog and it won't save you. I can give you the Reader's Digest and it won't save you. But I can give you the Word of God and brother, it'll change you right on the inside and bring it out to the outside. It's the only book that can do that. And therefore, I'm glad this morning on this beaten path, I've found the Word of God. Amen. Amen. What's the Word of God do for us? Brother, cleanses us. That's right. I praise God for it. What's the Word of God do? It'll edify us. Amen. The Word of God will edify us. It'll not only edify us, but it will sanctify us. Amen. It'll verify us. That's them FY words. Amen. Yes, it will. You say, what are you talking about? Well, it'll edify you. It'll build you up in the faith. You want me to tell you why some of you are not strong in the faith? You want me to tell you why you don't know which way to go, how to live, how to stand? You want me to tell you how you wobble on the axle, why you wobble on the axle and don't have no faith to believe? It's because the Word of God has not built you up in the faith. You're not reading it. You're not studying it. You're not praying over it. You're not taking it in and digesting it. The Word of God will edify. It'll edify the saints of God. It'll lift us up in the faith, will it not? Amen. It'll get us closer to God. Amen. They used to have them now. They don't do it. They all do it on the online now. But they used to have all them encyclopedias, is what I'm trying to think about. Boy, ain't that a day gone by. When the encyclopedia salesman would come to the door, and he'd harass you so much that you'd buy 2 cents just to get rid of it. Pay on for 6 years. Amen. And he'd even talk you into buying one of them, what do they call it, every year now. Whatever. They come every year, a yearbook. There it is, yearbook. They'd try to get you to buy, and some of you probably got 15 sets of different kinds of encyclopedias and probably 100 of them yearbooks. No, you ain't been that old, have you? But I mean, long time you've been buying yearbooks, trying to keep your encyclopedia up to date. And I want to tell you something. You can take them. It won't give you life. It may give you some information. It won't even give you wisdom. Wisdom only comes from the Word of God. Brother, I'm glad I can take the Word of God and be strengthened and encouraged and blessed and strengthened and be used of God from the blessed book. Amen. Praise God, I found the Word of God on this beaten path. The world don't want that. That's why they don't want to get in it. I'm telling you this morning, I found the Word of God. Brother, it edifies. Secondly, it will sanctify. That's a Baptist word that Baptists don't use. Or I should say it's a Bible word Baptists are afraid of. I used to go to some of the churches. I've been about every kind of denomination. Not every one of them, but I've been to a lot of them. Back 100 years ago, I had question marks all in my mind. I've been raised a Baptist. I was in a Baptist church as young. My mama and on her side of the family were Pentecostal. So I went to some of those meetings. And when I got called into the ministry, I wanted to know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen. And I read that. I want to be free. And I learned a lot of things about a lot of different denominations. And I'd get in some of these meetings, and they'd stand up and say, "I'm saved, baptized, and sanctified." And I'd say, "What in the world? I've been going to the Baptist church, and they don't hardly say they're saved. Much less baptized and sanctified." Every once in a while you get a Baptist to jump up and say, "Hey, I was baptized!" Little old lady on the second row, I was preaching and give time one time for testimonies. And every time you'd give time for a testimony, this dear old lady would get up and she said, "I never will forget when they carried me right down here below the church in that little old pond and they baptized me and I went down in the water and come back up. I've been baptized." I never heard her say that she'd been born again. I never heard her say anything about being saved. I never heard her say anything about her sins being washed away. I just heard her talk about baptism. Now, Baptists talk about baptism. Amen. Sometimes, especially if I'd been saved. But I want to tell you something. They don't have anything on me. I can get up and say, "Thank God I've been born again. I've been baptized in the Holy Ghost. And brother, I have been sanctified by the Holy Ghost of God." Amen. Well, them little terms scare most Baptists to death. Amen, it does. There's something wrong with you. Brother, you need all that. Some of you need to be more sanctified than you are. Amen. The Word of God will sanctify you. Sure it will. What sanctifies? Set apart. Amen. Put you in the column that you can be used of God. Amen. God's got some columns. He's got some folks in His category. I'm talking about saved now. Saved people. I'm not talking to lost people right now. Saved people. He's got a crowd of saved people that He knows won't do nothing. He's got them right over here. Amen. Now, I'm not pointing to you. It's you folks particularly. Now, in the middle, He's got another crowd that might or might not. They might if you convince them. They might if you twist their arm. They might if you brag on them. They might if you keep encouraging them. But then He's got another crowd He knows that He can use for the glory of God. Amen. I don't believe God goes around trying to pat you on the back and try to beg you and plead with you. He'll give you the Word of God, and the Word of God is what He will use to challenge you and charge you and to get you up. And brother, this is the Word of God that will sanctify you, and God can take you out of that column, put you in the middle column, but He'd rather bypass the middle column and take you out of that column and put you over here in the column that He can use for the glory of God. Sanctified. That's a crude illustration, but I hope you got the message. Understand this morning? Sanctified. Brother, I found the Word of God. Not only sanctifies, it also verifies. What's it mean when I say verify? The Word of God will verify you. I read in the Word of God that if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you could be saved. I read in the Word of God, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I read that. I read that in what? I didn't get it out of a catalog. I got it out of the Word. Amen. So one day I tried that out. I called upon Him, and just exactly as He said, He saved me. I asked Him to forgive me of my sin. I didn't say it from my head. I said it from my heart. I said, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Save my soul. And He saved me by His grace. All right. Amen. I'd go to church, and I'd tell people I've been saved. And somehow I got to sitting around with some of them other church members that didn't know whether they were saved or not. Amen. And some of them probably on their way to hell. And I got to talking to some of them. Wasn't long I got to talking like them. Amen. I said, I went to church with them, sung in the choir with them. Amen. Done business with them every day. And finally, I got to talking like them and walking like them and acting like them. And I thought that just the way of life. I didn't read my Bible like I ought to read it. Didn't listen to the man of God like I ought to listen to the man of God. But one day, I got in the book. And when I got in the book, I read a little portion of Scripture over in 1 John. These things are written unto you that you may know that you have eternal life. Brother, I got to reading that, and it got to verifying something in my soul. And I realized one day, hey, I'm a born-again child of God on my way to heaven. Amen. For about the first 10 years of my Christian life, so to speak, I didn't know where I was saved or not. I thought I was. I hoped I was. Some of you in here been in it longer than that. Don't look at me. Somebody said, our preacher 10 years. I'd just say around that anyhow. I mean, he in doubt for 10 years or so. While some of you been in doubt for 30, 40 years. You get in that blessed book, and brother, after a while, it will verify whether you are in or out. Thank God, once you get in and find out you're in, praise God, I want you to know, it'll put a little spring down in your step. It'll put a little song down in your soul. Brother, it'll put something down in there that you ain't never had before. And brother, it'll do something for you that you'll never get over. Thank God, I know that I'm saved. There's a lot of things I don't know, but I do know that I'm saved. Said, boy, I believe I could make you doubt. I got the Word of God. I'm verified. Amen. What is it they call this now about these politicians they want to do? What is that? They got a word there. Not verify, but something else. Anybody know what they keep? Maybe you don't understand what I'm trying to get across. But anyhow, they want you. They're going to. What? I almost said it. Vet them. He's vetted. Well, praise God, I've been vetted. Not mean I've been to the veterinarian either. Brother, I've been down the Word of God. And I want you to know this morning that I have got the assurance that I'm saved. And everybody in this building needs to know that you've been born again. I found that on the road of the beaten path. And then I want to give you this one. Brother, I want to say this morning on that same road, on the path, the beaten path, I found the Spirit of God. What does the Spirit of God do? Brother, it helps me to testify. Amen. I couldn't testify without the Spirit of God. I enjoy trying to tell people about Jesus. But I found out that you can't do it without the Spirit. Amen. I mean, it's a sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. I have given out a lot of sermons down through the years, and some of them hit the wall and bounced off and choked me to death. That's right. And then I preached, and I've seen it not just bounce off the wall, but go straight to the heart and the person, just like the writing on the wall did to Belshazzar. And his knees begin to smite one against another, and conviction gripped his heart. Brother, that's what happens when the Spirit of God hits you to testify. Under the Spirit. And then, not only that, but the Spirit of God is going to glorify us one of these days. I'm not glorified yet, are you? I ain't even halfway glorified. I don't even want to talk about that right now. Brother, when I look at one of these days and I get into His presence, I'm going to have myself a glorified body. Amen. One that the Lord lays His hands on. Be like unto Him. Praise God. Only difference between our bodies and His is His going to have scars and ours won't. Amen. He paid the price. I love my Savior. He loves me. I'm glad I'm on the beaten path. I'm glad one day I heard the old man of God preach. And he preached to my heart and showed me I was a sinner on my way to hell. That's what the world needs. Amen. Well, they're talking about all the stuff. And this country, France, has just experienced a catastrophic thing. People just come in and kill people. Amen. Somebody told me this morning, said, did you know? Said it's going to come to America one of these days. I said, it's already come once, twice. It's coming again. Brother, we're living in that day. Why? Brother, we're in the dark days. They don't want the Word of God. What does they hate? They hate Christians and Jews. They despise them. But I'm glad, thank God, I found the beaten path. I found the beaten path. I'll take what I found and go with it. I believe it's good enough to die by. And I'll just stay with what I got. I'm on the beaten path. I don't want to budge from it. I don't want to turn to the right. Amen. Me and my daddy got in trouble doing that one time physically. And I certainly don't want to do it tonight, today spiritually. I want to stay on the beaten path, don't you? I still want to wage war with the devil, but using the Word of God. I want to stay in the battle. I don't want to give up and quit. Thank God for the beaten path. Are you born again? Do you know the Lord? Let me ask you this. Do you know for sure that you've been saved? Do you know for sure? You said, I've joined the church. You might be like that little old deacon was. Knocked on his door. I said, sir, have you been born again? He said, see that church right up here on the hill? He said, I go to that church every Sunday. And I said, sir, let me ask you a question. Have you been born again? He said, sir, I told you I go to that church, but I'm a deacon up there at that church. I've been a deacon up there for years. I said, sir, I want to ask you a question. Have you been born again? He said, sir, I told you a while ago that I go to that church regularly. I'm a deacon at that church. And I said, sir, you need to know whether you've been born again. You can be a member of every church in the country and die and go to hell. You can put money in the offering plate every time it goes by and die and go to hell. You can have a good conversation with everybody, have a clean mouth, and die and go to hell. You can pay your bills, treat everybody right, die and go to hell. But you can't be saved and go to hell. Amen. You got to have that blood applied. Amen. I appreciate the grace of God. I'm glad God came where I was and found me. I'm glad He paid sin's debt before I ever got here. Stamped in full this morning. Praise God for that. Heads bowed. And eyes closed as they come to the instrument. Just as I am, be a good song. Amen. I love that old song for an invitation. That's how God wants you, just as you are. Jeremiah said, He showed them paths, but they didn't want them. He showed them the beaten path, but they didn't want it. You can do just like they did in Jeremiah's day. You can say, I don't want it. You can say, I don't want Jesus. I've got so many things in my life I'd have to give up, and I don't want to give them up. You'll never have to give up anything, brother. You'll gain. You're not losing. But I want you to know this morning that God sent His Son to die for you. I love that scripture, for God so loved the world. One of the simplest scriptures in the Word. God sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's stand. 81 in the old blue book.